Look carefully, look very carefully, and you see colors. There's some that are a little reddish, there's some that are kind of orange. Even some take on a little bit of a blue tint that reflect their temperatures. The blue star's hot, the red star's cool. The sun is often considered as kind of a yellow-white star. It has that kind of cast to it. And temperature of about 6,000 degrees Kelvin. I hate to introduce a new temperature scale to you because in this country, in the United States, we have to deal with Fahrenheit and Celsius or centigrade. And in Europe and Canada and the rest, people stick with centigrade. It's a pretty simple system. Centigrade, it goes from zero at freezing water, 100 at boiling. But then you go down and down and down to negatives until you get down to a point that's called absolute zero. It's minus 273 degrees centigrade. So we just start at zero and work our way up, that's all, in centigrade units. And the sun in that scale is about 6,000 centigrade degrees above absolute zero. It puts things in sort of a context for you. Stars range in temperature from not much hotter than that of a self-cleaning oven, believe it or not, about 1,000 degrees or cooler, so cool you can't even see them with the human eye, to a maximum of close to 1,000,000. It's a spectacular range. In dimension, there are stars about the size of Manhattan, and there are stars the size of the orbit of Saturn, another spectacular range. Stars, little light things, perhaps not much bigger than Jupiter in mass. If you want to stretch the definition of a star, which it really requires, you see at some point we have difficulty in even defining what a star is. Sometimes I like to define it as a body that at some point in its career goes through this nuclear fusion process. And you have stars that are 100 times as massive as the sun. The sun, we know, is going to die out as a little body the size of the Earth sometime over the next several billion years. You go to stars that are much more massive than the sun, they blow up, they explode. The sun can't do that. One of the nice things that we have learned, the sun cannot explode. But some of them do. And the ripples of the exploding stars spread throughout the universe, help create new stars. They provide the chemical elements that created us. That's getting a little bit ahead of the story, however. Let's look back at the stars and a little bit at the scale. The nearest star, as close as it looks, this star called Alpha Centauri, and here you get into another argument, because Alpha Centauri is a triple star. Two of them go around in orbit about every 80 years, very close together. The brighter, very much like the sun, rather curious, an interesting coincidence. And then there's a little one a little bit farther away, a couple of maybe 10,000 astronomical units away from the double, which is called Proxima Centauri, and that's a little bit closer to us, but let's not quibble about this. Call it Alpha Centauri. How far away is it? It gets difficult to use astronomical units at this point. The star is about 270,000 astronomical units away. We need a new scale. You want to match your distance scale to the things being measured. Otherwise, you wind up with little bitty numbers or you wind up with enormous numbers. So let's introduce the light year. And we'll scale it back to the astronomical.